Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Very excited to see Matt Collins, yes. He made a very lasting impact in his one season here, and, you know, he's, again, another Buffalo kind of, I guess, folklore legend. We do miss him. He's awesome. Having some success over there in that offense, too. So, you know, it'll be fun to see all the guys.
Josh Allen, did Mac Hollins really make that big of an imprint with the Bills? Like, it's one season. He made a few plays. He didn't wear shoes a lot.
Right.
But I don't know. One year.
I think that's just the stuff you say.
Yeah. Is what that I mean, I can appreciate that they really liked him.
Sure.
But.
Everyone, look, team sports love the guys who do the dirty work. Right?
And they do it in a fun way.
Right. But, you know, hockey teams love the enforcers. You know, they're out there battling for you. If you're a receiver and you're run-blocking special teams guy, you're going to be a dude. This is a part of the thinking that got me to the Jackson Hawes touchdown idea against Miami. He's getting a lot of run for doing the dirty work. They're going to reward him. They're going to give him a play. And it worked.
It did. With us now on the Wester Hotline, the leading content creator in fantasy football, his ship-chasing empire, already had been the industry leader and has somehow maintained that distinction despite, well, hiring me about a year ago. Pete Overzet, his face would be on Mount Rushmore of fantasy content if there were only one face. How's that? Pete, meet Bulldog.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, nice to be joining you here. I knew I was in the right place when I was hearing Jackson Hawes conversation, so I found my people.
Oh, baby. No kidding. And, you know, we're not touts, but 3 weeks in a row we have nailed the obscure tight end that your friends have never heard of scoring touchdowns on Thursday night. Hawes, A.J. Barner, Tonjes, Hawes couldn't do this, Bulldog, but those two guys even had the – They could even score the first touchdown
of the game, right?
So we're on a little bit of a roll there.
All right, now you just got to hope that it's not Austin Hooper doing it on Sunday night against you guys.
Right. There was a time.
No, we're restricted to Thursdays, Pete.
Oh, that's right. We only do Thursdays. There was a time a year or two ago where we had a short conversation, and Mike Leone, I think, was involved about your coming up from Foxborough for a Patriots game. I kind of think this is the one to do. It's the last year of the stadium. No pressure or anything. It's late notice. But the Bills have these fancy whiteout uniforms, and the Patriots are kind of interesting right now. Would you agree?
I think they're very interesting. And not to mention you kind of have the Spider-Man meme thing with Josh Allen and Drake May, where Drake May, you know, he's starting to flash the tools of looking like, a burgeoning Josh Allen there. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a really kind of interesting showcase for May and saying, like, hey, are you ready to be in this conversation as one of the next great quarterbacks in the league? Or are you dealing with such poor weaponry and dysfunction in New England that it's going to take another year or two to materialize?
What's a tougher puzzle, Pete? Bills pass catchers or Patriots running backs? Or is the answer just pretty much no across the board?
Well, I mean, I think it's like it's Bills pass catchers or Patriots pass catchers, because those are both pretty confusing riddles.
Hang on. We're kind of losing you here, Pete. Let me see if I can hang on a second. Let me see if we can just sort of off and on and make this sound better. What did I do?
I think Zach is.
We're calling you back.
Yeah, I think we're calling you back.
All right. Well, for you, like Stevenson, Henderson, not Gibson, but do you want to start either Stevenson or Henderson if you have a.
We now have Henderson on our bench because he wasn't getting it, so I don't know if it's time to make that switch again.
Pete, sorry, we lost you there. You were saying.
Yeah, no. I was just saying, like, I think we're going to get Henderson with a pretty big role here within the next few weeks, but they've just been so stubborn with it at this point. But eventually, they're going to realize he's their only legitimate playmaker on offense and just be forced to give him 15-plus touches a game.
How do you like Pete dropping off? Role reversal here on WGR is usually me. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on WGR. Thoughts on the Bills this year? And really, James Cook. Like, Allen is still cooking, but you're not getting the big numbers here, at least yet. Somewhat shades of last year. Cook won't quit, though.
Yeah, and to me, the biggest difference isn't necessarily, like, Josh Allen's, you know, stuff at the goal line, because that was always the worry of him stealing the touchdowns. It's more that they're not using the Ty Johnson and Ray Davis stuff as much. I mean, yeah. You guys would know better than me, but, like, down the playoffs, we were getting a lot of Ty Johnson. Ray Davis was kind of flashing, and then you're like, holy cow, James Cook could be getting squeezed in all these different directions, which is why he was going in the fourth round of fantasy drafts instead of the first round. You know, I think if we knew how big this role was going to be, I think everyone would have gladly have taken him in the second round.
Yeah, I would love to know inside the Bills. Their coordinator, Joe Brady, did talk today, or not today, this week, about needing to get Davis more involved. And I would think that they would be mindful of overtaxing Cook. He is not a big workhorse type body. So I think you want to be careful there. And you're right. Davis has been a ghost. I feel like there is a week coming here where it doesn't necessarily eat into Cook's touchdowns, but there's a week coming, I don't know when it's going to happen, where Davis gets 10 carries, because it just has not happened yet this year.
Yeah, you would think so. And like you said, like, Bills have aspirations to play deep into January. You would want to make sure that Cook's healthy and stuff. But man, if you got James Cook on your fantasy team right now, I'm sure no complaints with how things are transpiring.
How about Kincaid at this point? He has scored each week. There's not been, not each week, but he has scored in each home game. That's what it is. It's not big volume yet. Although I think the targets per route run stuff is good on him this year, but he's getting in the end zone. He's got 3 touchdowns. He only had 2 his rookie year.
Yeah, I think, like, where we're at with Kincaid now, and, you know, where we were drafting him in fantasy, like, he's paying off that price tag, right? You get a tight end tied to an elite quarterback, an elite offense, scoring touchdowns. Like, what more could you want? I think there's just the lingering residue of, like, this was a guy we had such high hopes for, of being, like, the next volume monster, like, early career Hawkinson, these guys that step in and just command 8 to 9 targets a game. And that's just clearly not happening. So I think that disappointment just kind of stems from his early career expectations. But I think he's paying off his draft costs right now.
With Peter Overzet, you might have seen Pete as part of the YouTube coverage for the game in Brazil. He was on the panel for that, which was really cool to see. How did you end up with tight end this year? Like, did you have a big strategy? I ended up with a lot of Bowers and McBride up top, and I don't feel great about that. I mean, we don't even know if Bowers will play this week. McBride's been okay, but not necessarily paying off the early price. Tucker Kraft in the middle, Ferguson in the middle, even Kincaid, like you talked about. I mean, there have been some wins there. Do you feel good about how you played it, if you played it a certain way?
No, I don't feel good, Mike.
No.
It's a sore subject. You know that across our ship chasing portfolio, where we have a lot of these high stakes teams, we have way too much Brock Bowers. As it was happening, I was saying, like, good Lord, this guy has to stay healthy. And guess what? He didn't stay healthy. He's been playing with a brace. This week, the injury seemed to get even worse, and he wasn't practicing. He's technically questionable, but he's not himself right now. And he was drafted. We were drafting him in the first round of these tight end premium leagues, where Granted, you do get 1.5 points for it. But again, you were hoping for him to be this guy that was getting 8, 9, 10 targets a game. And right now, he's just looking like any other tight end out there. And that was not the thesis of the play. So, yeah, like you said, guys like Tucker Kraft and Ferguson have absolutely smashed their ADP. So I am not feeling good whatsoever about my heaps of Brock Bowers in fantasy.
Early first, even, in those leagues. And I was, I guess, spared from doing it again in my draft with you when the group voted Jahmyr Gibbs. And that looks pretty good. I mean, some of these first-round picks do not look good at all, and maybe he's even won. But, you know, the receivers at the end of the first round that have kind of tanked a little bit, and even, you know, the second round as well. But Gibbs looks like a hit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, and that's like, even, you know, there was a little worry. I think Gibbs would have been like the 101, 102 in most drafts, if not, hey, they're going to still use Montgomery a little bit. They're still going to give him some of those goal line carries. But he is just so explosive in this team, you know, every week. This week they're projected to score 30 points. It's like David Montgomery can score a TD. Jahmyr Gibbs can score a TD. There's plenty to go around for everyone. Similar to the Bills last week when they have a 30-point team total versus the Saints.
Even the Patriots pulled that off last week in their game. Like, just,
yeah.
You had a few games last week where the touchdown saved you. Like, Henderson would have been one if you started him. You were going to ask.
Any reluctance on putting Daniels right back in? If you've been living okay without him playing, he's coming back from an injury, him and, like, whatever, the parts around him, do you think full speed ahead on Washington?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that's more concerning to me is the parts around him, like you mentioned. But with Daniels himself, I feel like they've been playing this pretty cautious. So if the team says he's good to go, like, I'm going to trust them. Like, our interests are very much aligned. The committers do not want him getting hurt this early in the season. So if they say he's ready to go, like, yeah, I'm starting him. I think he's, you know, a top three, top four quarterback play. But I am concerned, and, like, you know, Debo has been missing some practice time. I don't think Terry McLaurin's going to play. But Daniels is the type of guy that he's the guy that makes Olamide zip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Zacchaeus look good. He's the guy that makes Luke McCaffrey look good. So I think he's going to be fine, but I don't love that Debo's been on the injury report this week.
Is it a Jalen Lane opportunity? No McLaurin, no Noah Brown, if it matters. Maybe.
Yeah, I like Jalen Lane a lot. I mean, him and Luke McCaffrey seem to be kind of splitting. The Luke McCaffrey usage has been slightly better, I think, if you're trying to do a dart. But I think Lane is still a really intriguing stash. Like, if you could see his role increasing as the season progresses, especially if McLaurin continues to miss time.
Couple more for Pete Overzet. We've been starting to get trade deadline calls. It's a month away. But look, they're 4-0, the Bills, and they might end up for another year sort of cakewalking, if that's a word, to the AFC East. How do you win a championship for once? And so we're starting to get calls like, who do you guys want? I wonder what DJ Moore is. I'm not thinking that the Bills would necessarily have an appetite for him, but should he get moved? Is he still good? What is DJ Moore right now?
Yeah, he's in an interesting spot. I honestly think there's some parallels to kind of like the Stephon Diggs stuff, right, where you kind of have that innate talent, really special player, but then you start to, you know, drop yourself in an offense where there's other really good players, and the coach and the quarterback spread the ball around more, and they feel like, hey, I have this alpha, you know, identity. You know, DJ Moore coming into the league with Carolina, where you're seeing 10-plus targets a game. So it seems like there's some trouble in paradise there, that he's not too happy, but I do wonder if he was in the right spot, if he could feel reinvigorated. But there's just so few of those moves that happen mid-season where the wide receiver drops into the situation and, you know, immediately improves their fantasy outlook. In general, you kind of want the static situation. So that's a tough one right now, but you're certainly underwater on where you drafted him based on his performance.
And last one for me, which is one I threw at Bulldog earlier, and he gave me a good answer. He gave me a business answer on this. Start two of the three. Igbuka, Quentin Johnston, Justin Jefferson.
Wow. Yeah, it's funny that I haven't really been thinking about Justin Jefferson much, just because he's not on the main slate this week, and that game is, what, a 38-point total, which is pretty insane. But, man, I think for me, and it does seem crazy, I'm probably sitting Igbuka, which just doesn't feel great because he's been so good, but I do think he's been over exceeding in the touchdown department. We also get Chris Godwin come back, immediately match him in target share, 91% of the routes, no limitations whatsoever in his first game back. I just feel like the Igbuka, like, miracle touchdown train has to stop at some point, and I think you still feel really good about the QJ volume and obviously Jefferson's volume, but if someone wanted to say sit Jefferson in that super gross game, I wouldn't think they're crazy.
Thank you for not thinking I'm crazy.
I will go by which will make me feel the worst if I'm wrong. And yeah. I don't know. I guess that's Johnston, but yikes. What a good problem. You know, and this is a Puka team who's already in the bank with his you know, regular 24 points or whatever that was last night.
Well, I know this genre of start sit question. It's just trying to show off about
right.
how good your team is. You don't actually care about the answer.
That's right. Let's see. Jalen Lane. Let me think of a few. No, I'm not going to waste your time. Peter, thank you. Any questions for us?
No questions for you guys. Actually, no, I do have a question. Who's scoring a touchdown next Thursday night? I'm going to go place the bet right now.
Theo Johnson.
I'm going to need a little more time on that. I haven't gotten to that yet.
Theo Johnson. They were asking me last night, because it was like immediately it's Tanja. It's like, all right, what's next? You know, Jed Bartlett style, what's next? I'm like, yeah. You know, maybe Theo, Giants, Eagles.
Mike's always ready. I have a whole system, Pete, I got to go through. So
yeah.
He's going to watch you first.
Once you crunch the numbers, yeah, make sure you message that to me or send a carrier pigeon down here to Boston, and then I'll place it.
ADP Chasing is back this week. You can watch it there, and we'll give Bulldog an answer. How about that? Thank you, Pete. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Pete Overzet on the West Shore Hotline. ADP Chasing is my show under his umbrella, which is during the season, going once a month, first Tuesday of the month. So we'll be on coming up this Tuesday. Sal Capaccio at 5. Football Friday continues. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.